T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, let's get into it.
From Ian Rappaport, Cowboys and QB Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, sources say, with no offers from Dallas despite him being in a contract year, owner Jerry Jones said. We are where we are, locked and loaded for this year. No indication a deal is coming.
Oh,
yikes.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. What they could have done to free up cap space so they could have done something this offseason, they could have given him extension, restructured how it looks, backloaded it, and freed up some cap space for this year, but they didn't do that. They're not even giving him a contract offer. What are they going to do, though, going into this offseason? If Dak Prescott is an unrestricted free agent, which is what he's scheduled to be, and he walks off, who the hell is going to play quarterback for you? Like, have you thought about this?
Trey Lance.
Is Trey Lance going to be? Like, no, that's not a realistic option. Like, I don't know what you've seen from Trey Lance in practice, but it can't be good enough to think that he's going to step in for Dak Prescott and do anything similar. And, like, the quarterback draft next year, first of all, you're going to be good enough to where you're not going to have a good pick going into the draft next year. And then the quarterback draft, we'll get to it in a little bit, but, like, it's Shedeur Sanders and Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck and Drew Aller from Penn State. It's just not that good looking forward to it. This year, I think, is substantially better. So, like, I wonder what they're going to do, and I don't know what free agents are going to be out there on the market next year. I think they have to get this done at some point, and I guess maybe they are in the same – I bet there may be an understanding behind closed doors that, yeah, we're going to watch you play this year, and then we'll deal with the extension at the end of the year. But I wonder how that's going to, you know, go over with Dak and his agency. Todd France is a big name agent that represents Dak Prescott. Is he going to like that they're waiting and sitting on their hands? I think that's weird. And also, I do think there's a realistic proposition that, you know, if you paid him now, maybe you could save $1 million or $2 million per year, and as opposed to paying him at the end of this year when the cap goes up as it normally will every single year we play NFL football. So I think this is a stupid move, but it sort of falls in line with what they've done this whole offseason. They haven't signed any free agents. They waited too long to cut Michael Gallup and Leighton Vander Esch, and they're just sort of sitting on their hands doing nothing. And I think, you know, when you do things like this, when you sit on your hands, you're inviting bad results on the back end. You're inviting bad things to happen to you on the back end. And the Cowboys, I think they've botched this offseason. This is just another example.
It's just a very weird way to operate this offseason, probably an incorrect way, when it finally feels like the Cowboys have climbed the mountain and reached, you know, almost to where they were. Like, they are on the precipice of being able to get over that hump and maybe finally make it to a Super Bowl once again. And every single move this offseason goes against that goal. And I just do not understand what they're doing. Why are they trying to save money right now? Spend the money. You're the richest franchise in sports. It makes absolutely no sense.
I can't understand it. And Dak, as much as people may debate if he'll ever be a Super Bowl winning quarterback or a Super Bowl quarterback,
they're not giving him a chance to show.
Let's be completely honest about him. He's a good quarterback. He's an all-pro quarterback. He's been a Pro Bowler a million times over. He's a guy who can lead your franchise and win you ball games. I don't know why you're putzing around. It's hard to get a top 10 type quarterback in this league. It's hard to develop them to where they understand your system and understand what's expected of them. He is clearly a guy who understands all of that, and he's been around for them for a while. I don't know why you would sort of sit on your hands and wait for this thing to get him into unrestricted free agency and for him to test free agency. Because he may see that there's better offers out there for him, and why would you take that chance?
Well, let's say that this season goes really poor, and he just gets criticized and crushed in Dallas by the media or something like that. That could drive him away. Like, you don't know what it could be, but Dak could end up on another team next or two seasons from now, and it's just their fault because they had a chance to sign him. We had already – it seemed like the deal had – the structure had already been kind of announced, and people were like – it's going to be a lot of money, but like, it's going to make sense. It makes sense with the cap situation now with the NFL, and you kind of have to do it. So I do not understand what they are doing, because right now, like you said, the only backup plan that they could have is Trey Lance, and that's not a great backup plan.
It's a terrible backup plan. It's awful. So we'll see what happens. I would hope that at some point to this all the rest of the offseason, they convene at a table with his agent next to him, Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones and Steve Jones. Hope they convene, talk, and they get this thing ironed out, because it will put the Cowboys' future up in the air if they don't get it done. Yeah!
Coach Prime spoke about Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders' NFL draft process, and this is what he had to say.
Where do you predict Shedeur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Mm. Now, all this is subjective, because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It ain't gonna happen.
It's gonna okay, you on point.
It's gonna be. I'm sorry. It's gonna be an Eli.
Okay. All right. I am of the opinion that we need to watch this season play out for Colorado before we decide that they're gonna be top four picks. I think that when we look at the sort of quarterbacks that could come out in next year's draft, I think the more likely. This sounds crazy. It may sound crazy to some folks. The more likely person to be the number one overall pick in next year's draft is Shedeur Sanders, just because, like, the quarterbacks he's going against, we know quarterbacks are valued, and, you know, teams that are at the top of the draft usually want a young quarterback. Quarterbacks that are around him are Drew Aller, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Tyler Van Dyke, like guys like that, Connor Weigman from A&M, like those are the guys around him, and I like Shedeur a whole lot. He did get hit a whole lot last year. Hopefully he can be more upright and he can have similar stats that he had sort of a year ago. But I think he's the more likely one. I think Travis Hunter is going to be a copy-paste top 10 pick just because of all he can do for you. And I think he's a great corner. He's an awesome corner, and he's still a great wide receiver as well. I mean, he can catch for 1,000 yards and then lead college football in PBUs and pass breakups. So I think that, you know, it's not that far off from the realm of possibilities. But still, to be two top four picks coming from Colorado, I think we need to let this season play out and let the whole draft process play out. Now, as far as what he's saying about controlling the – and by the way, Shiloh Sanders, he said, don't forget about Shiloh. I I can forget about Shiloh. Like, I don't, Shiloh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see him fitting very well in the NFL. He's a run support safety who hits really hard and can't cover. That doesn't usually fit very well in the NFL, except for on special teams. Maybe on special teams, Shiloh Sanders can shine. But let's forget about him for the time being. Now, as far as what he's saying about like controlling their own destiny and pulling an Eli, that's not. I know people are going to take that in a really bad way, and they're going to make it seem as if it is a bad thing. But we're seeing this more and more. These draft prospects, they know that they hold leverage now. They understand the type of talents they are and what they have to do and what they don't have to do. I mean, I look at Caleb Williams and basically all those reports that were published about him not wanting to go to Chicago, not wanting to do this, not wanting to do that. He didn't really participate in the pre-draft process at all, didn't do any medicals when he was in Indianapolis for the combine, only through when he came back for USC for the pro day. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't do NFL combine, didn't do the pro day, didn't do medicals, didn't do any.
We
didn't
haven't
do
heard,
anything.
Heard a word from him.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Because he knows that he's already in the position he needs to be in, and he wants to control his own destiny. So I just think we're in a spot in time where players are empowered. Players are empowered. And having a guy like Coach Prime, like Deion Sanders in your corner, to be able to talk to NFL franchises, to be able to communicate with them throughout the process, to be able to sort of handpick where his son lands, because his son does not need a whole bunch of help financially and all these other things. He comes from a, you know, multi-million dollar household. Travis Hunter is helped by that household, helped by Coach Prime. Like, we're just in a player empowerment era, and people need to understand that. So if they end up handpicking where they go, it won't surprise me in the slightest. It won't surprise me in the slightest. Now, I don't know where that is at this current moment, but I think there's a lot of truth and a lot of reality to what Coach Prime is saying there, especially going into the future. There's a lot more empowerment for these players, and they're going to try to, you know, force their way into certain situations that they feel are best for them.
Yeah, you know, usually in these types of situations, it feels pretty far-fetched, but we've all seen the tape, and both of these guys have the talent to live up to what Coach Prime is saying. Now, I do want to ask you just an interesting question when it comes to Travis Hunter. Going into the NFL draft, do you think he would be a cornerback or a wide receiver? I doubt he could do both in the NFL.
I think corner. I think he's really talented at cornerback. And I think that, you know, wide receiver.
You could still use him as like a.
I think he's right up there.
Like a slot guy every once in a while.
I think he's right up there with you know, a lot of the wide receivers that will be coming out next year from a talent perspective. But let's not lie to ourselves. Wide receiver in this day and age is a really hard position to compete at, because there's just so many around the country that are running all these pass concepts that can run every route in the route tree, that run a 4-2 like freaking Xavier Worthy did this year. Like, there's a lot more competition in the wide receiver ranks than there is in the DB ranks. And I look at, you know, some sort of projections and rankings for the 2025 NFL draft. I think the top two corners, or the top two DBs going into next year, are Denzel Burke over at Ohio State and Travis Hunter at Colorado. Those are the two guys at the top. I just think that his ceiling as far as his draft position would be better served if he was a corner, if he came out as a DB. That doesn't mean he can't be used on the offensive side of the ball in
right.
the NFL. I think
spot
he's certainly able to go do that
returner.
In the NFL. He's different than a lot of guys we've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
But I think that his main position in the NFL will be DB, will be corner.
I'm excited to watch both of them play again.
Yes.
Do you expect bigger things from Colorado this year?
I expect better things. I think they did a really good job this offseason of trying to keep Shedeur Sanders upright. They went and got every damn offensive lineman under the sun, because last year was so miserable for them. Now, they need to be coached up still, and they need to be able to pass protect for Shedeur Sanders, and they probably need to run block a little bit better, because that was pretty bad last year. But I feel a lot better about what they can accomplish this year. I think that could be a bold thing.
Well, it's really,
should, and honestly,
it's nice.
Honestly, that's what the expectation should be going into next year. If they don't make a bowl game, then you have to question what.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
You have to question.
Oh, it's got to be a bowl.
Because it's transfer portal. You're turning over this roster so fast, you lose time. You lose the thought process of, oh, I need a couple more years to build this thing. before we're making bowl games. No, when you use the transfer portal the way that Prime has, you know, the timeline speeds up. I understand he's still at Colorado and he'll still have more years even if he doesn't make a bowl game because they're not used to good football as of late. But it's got to be a bowl game this year.
I will say, it's nice that he recognized what the huge hole on his team was last year, and he went to go try to fix that.
And it wasn't surprising that that was year one. It wasn't surprising that was the hole on his team. We know Deion. He knows skill position. He knows the skill positions. He understands quarterback. He understands, like, the big-name things. But it does not surprise me that he ignored the trenches. You know what I mean? It does not surprise me that he ignored the fact that you need to have a good offensive line for everything to actually work. And defensive line as well. So I understood the shortcomings he had in year one, but he did address them. And I think that that was smart. Now we need to go ahead and transition and wrap up the show. And that will be coming up next. We'll rewind when we return on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.